RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Time to do another Legal Hub Wednesday morning. Legal Hub morning at RCR, an institution, you could say, after all this time. Katie Ashby-Coppins is with us again. Hi, Katie.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, listeners. I hope everybody is well.
I'm feeling slightly better about the news I'm hearing from Australia now. Maybe you don't share that, but I was pretty sure this misdisinformation bill would go all the way because they're going crazy, they're losing it, and, you know, there's an apathetic nation and all of that, but that's not the case. Am I right?
And look,
so what happened?
That's been amazing. That is the power of people. It really is. And it is really enough people saying enough's enough. So what was proposed was a piece of legislation called Combating Mis and Disinformation. The types of harms that were considered to be mis and disinformation was whinging about the government.
Whinging. Did they actually put that in there? Whinging.
No, but, no, I know, and doing this all
might
online.
Might as well have.
Giving public health response and any prophylactics a hard time that wasn't in keeping with the narrative. And banking and business institutions also, that was serious harm. That
was curious, that one, wasn't it?
It really was.
Like, so they were anticipating an issue.
Yeah, like, goodness gracious, why would you want to be protecting the banking institutions who you've just had a royal commission with, who you found to be conducting all sorts of abhorrent behaviour? No, they now deserve some protection. Really interesting, bill. We in Australia did an amazing effort at pushing back with the Aligned Council of Australia. We had petitions tabled in both houses, the House of Representatives and the Senate. It was amazing, but the power of the people really saw that one have a nail put in the coffin, to the point that they didn't even table the bill in the Senate this week. And it came down to six crossbenchers, and everybody that emailed, phoned their offices and said, this just has to go, this can't get up. And a few of the senators were going to vote yes for it. And interestingly, they were forced to read it. And once they read it, they actually changed their vote to no.
Forced to read it. Okay.
Yeah. So that was really interesting. So that really was super encouraging. Power of the people on the back of the no vote earlier this year. We now had the mis and disinformation bill that was to be tabled this week, binned.
Just thinking about the money thing still, because I'm a bit stuck on that, you know, criticising the banks. And why would that go in there? Obviously, people have anticipated scenarios, and that's why they're in there. But CBDC, you want to introduce one, the public recoil, they want to get their cash out of the bank, the paper money, and anything that causes an issue there is mis and disinformation on economics money. There you go. There's my suspicious mind working. Otherwise, I don't see why you want to put that in there.
Look, I can see your tin hat shining from here.
Thank you. I'm proud
of
it.
No trouble. Look, that's exactly why it was in there. The desire by the government to shut down any online narrative that might tune people into issues.
Yeah, that could be runs on the bank through falling confidence, making it a lot more difficult to implement the plan, all those things. I mean, we could go through a whole list of them probably, sat here and thought about it, but, you know.
We could be here for a month of Sundays doing that.
But yeah, look, we don't have that long, yeah.
The other thing which was important was this piece of legislation was actually unconstitutional. You cannot have a piece of legislation which censors any comment or conversation around
the
government.
Would have failed ultimately anyway at the checks and balances levels above?
No, not necessarily, but it should have failed a lot. It shouldn't have got through as far as it had, had those proper checks and balances been in place.
And it's a bit chilling, you know, forced to read it and then they're in?
Forced to read it, then they were out.
Yeah, no, but I mean, then they had an interest?
Yeah.
I mean, what wasn't interesting about it in the lead up to it that you wouldn't want to know more if you're one of the decision makers ultimately?
Oh, look, I had regular conversations with the senator's officers on these things, and some of them were most amusing. One of the conversations went along the lines of, are you one of those annoying organisations that is getting everyone to email and phone our office?
Bombarded.
I said, of them. And then I just said, look, all we're doing is asking for the senator to read the bill. He's clearly not read the bill. If he's read the bill, then he will, you know, clearly realise it's un-Australian. And it's undemocratic and it's non-constitutional.
And it wouldn't age well, having an individual linked to either being asleep at the wheel or supporting it because you hadn't read it, you know.
Oh, exactly right, exactly right. And that's their job, quite frankly. You know, they are there, they're elected representatives, they are there to read the legislation.
So it's dead and gone and buried?
They didn't even table it this week because it was dead and gone.
Okay.
And that really is the power of the people.
Yep.
And that was the feedback that we got from so many of the senators and MPs, which was, oh, my goodness, this is an onslaught. And, you know, people are reclaiming, you know, democracy. Well, we must fight for it.
Great. It's
wonderful.
Really good to hear.
Oh, we're so chuffed. Really, really, really chuffed. I think all of Australia deserves to celebrate.
Maybe we do it another way. Maybe we could do it another way, what we're trying to do before. We can do it another way.
Bang on. So the celebrations were short-lived because we had less than 24 hours to pivot to a brand new piece of legislation which was tabled. And I have touched on it before in Legal Hub, but it was tabled on the Thursday and we had until the end of Friday to put submissions in on it. And that's the ban on social media for 16 years and under.
Yeah.
Digital ID.
Yeah, okay. And ultimately, the other thing we're just talking about would have led that way as well, eventually.
Yeah, correct. In order to censor, you need to have an identifying factor to be able to determine who you're censoring and if, you know, their conduct needs to be curtailed.
This is an easier sell.
Yeah, well, it's you know, they're giving the parent, those hardworking parents a bit of a hand up to make their job easier.
Yeah, safety, wellbeing, kindness.
For the safety empathy of their children. Yep. Thousands of parents have said that this is what they want.
Well, the other way of looking at that is we're the government, we want to be the parent now.
That's correct. That's correct. Inserting themselves into a family unit.
So what's going to happen here? Because talking to various people, it sort of makes, but there does seem to be some support in average Australia land because it sounds so sensible. This is the thing. It's you can really push those, hammer those benefits, but think a bit more and see where the road leads, you know.
That's exactly right. And that's why they haven't given a lot of time on this, and this is why they're ramming it through. So the under 16 social media ban bill has been proposed. It's quickly been rushed through the houses. Like, first time ever it's gone through the houses and at the rate that it has. It has got both party support, so that's a problem. But the Liberals are getting absolutely hammered on that at the moment, being told that this is an election issue. They have to get out very carefully because, of course, they initially suggested this bill originally. So the same as with the misinformation.
But it's an easy out, Katie. Sorry to interrupt.
It's an easy out. Things change. Absolutely.
You say,
absolutely.
Well, based on what we've just seen here and knowing where this could lead and knowing that it all leads to digital ID eventually, and then that's not the world we want to live in, we're pulling the pin and no one would fall out of their seat or anything on that. They never do that.
No, they don't. And so it is a real problem, but the bigger problem is the party support that they have for this legislation. It's world first, relying entirely on new technology. All of us are going to have a digital ID because how else is the system going to identify their under 16? If we're relying on face recognition software or something, we could utilise someone else's face to get into the system. It just is.
It'll be more than that,
control.
Won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Apple, I think it's Apple, are releasing an app that scans your heart.
Oh, great.
And that's the ID.
Oh, great.
So that's where it's going. So, all right, at the moment you may be able to fool it, but eventually, you know. Yeah, it's an interesting one, the Apple thing.
Yeah, look, Google and Apple would be certainly in on it. I think that Google's already in negotiations with the Australian government on things from some of the communications and documents I've seen. It's a real worry. And it's grooming our children. But what is to be most laughable is YouTube will be censored.
Yeah.
And Pornhub won't be.
Oh, right. I thought you were about to say YouTube had a pass, but really?
No. Under 16s will still be able to access Pornhub, but they won't be able to access YouTube.
How does that work?
Well, it's because it's not for their safety.
So you can still dial in any website pretty well.
Yeah. And okay. This is what's crazy.
Well, that's not social media, though, is it?
Pornhub?
If you can dial in websites and you're still under 16, what's the point?
Yeah, look, I think this is why it's so fraught and not very well thought out.
But you can't communicate on social media, but you can go and look at any website you want.
Well, no, there'll be blocks to websites, so you know they might not be able to get access to TikTok, but they'll be able to have access to WhatsApp. They won't be able to have access
but,
to YouTube.
You know, dodgy sites they shouldn't be going to. As parents, you don't want them going there, yet this doesn't provide...
Well, it's going to push everything underground. It's going to push everything to the dark web, and there is going to be places where children have no possible protections because everything is being done under...
Because they'll find a way, won't they?
Of course. Goodness gracious, wasn't it Venezuela that... Elon just offered all the VPNs when they threatened to shut down X in that country. He just said, that's right, I'll just send VPNs.
Yeah.
So it's cooked and it's crooked and it's really inserting government into the responsibility of...
If it's for an ID, digital ID, it doesn't... They don't care where they go. It's just as long as we've got a reason to put a digital ID in.
That's exactly right, and they're just starting it with the children.
All right. Okay.
So censorship and surveillance are two of the things that were required by the 2024 international health regulations that have just been voted on by the WHO back in June. Yep. This is where this is all coming from.
All right.
It's clearly written down. It will then soon link to your medical records. Soon link to, you know, your IRD. It will soon link to your banking.
You've got to have the ID first, though. That's the thing you've got to have first.
Yeah, you've got to have your ID to have it be able to be linked. MyGov in New Zealand, I think, is the app where they want you to sign in, give a photograph, and then everything will be connected from there. You know, have you bought too much petrol this week? Well, you can't buy a steak at the supermarket.
Yeah.
That's really where this is all going, this interconnected, total control and a desire to be able to track and trace everything and not for your safety or convenience.
And undoing it after it's done is a lot more difficult.
Absolutely.
All right, do you want to talk about anything to do with the international health regulations? I see Tedros has been in the hospital with a heart problem. He's out now.
Oh, I haven't seen that news. That's a shame.
Very stressful job.
Very stressful. And I do wish him speedy recovery.
Well, he's out of hospital. Anyway, is there any update there?
Look, there is a new timeframes that are 19th of July for Australia, but it'll be 19th of July, 19th of November for New Zealand, and then 19th of September for New Zealand to implement. So really need to get in and see what's happening with that national interest assessment, which I think is...
We should be hearing something about that now, shouldn't
we?
How long does it take to do these things?
Well, we've got the time in New Zealand because of the 18 months and 2 years
to review and
implement. But of course, we had the interim pandemic plan come out. We've also had phase one of the Royal Mission completed with phase two to be done. There is a lot, I think, interconnecting into that.
Okay.
But a good Official Information Act request to get done, don't you think?
Yeah, and go with
perhaps
the meaning.
Perhaps you could ask Winston, because it's his department that will be doing the national...
I'll try. Last time I asked him what I thought was a big question, I said, whose side are we on in the Ukraine war? And he said, we're on the side of peace.
Yeah, well, that's probably going to be right.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, not quite the answer I was hoping for, but
well, I don't
not
know
bad.
That there can be sides. I think it's all. I think any war has got lots of different.
If we put money in, 150 million, and whatever the Aussies have put in, way more than that. We're making contributions. Anyway, okay, good to catch up. It's a quick one today. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you very much. And yes, it's quite interesting to be on the other side of the Tasman and having more draconian, tyrannical style behaviour than what I was used to back home.
I know. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? You know, I'm going to jump and tell you what it tells me. We're just slower.
Maybe. There's an election happening next year in Australia, so that will be certainly one of the pressures and pushes to get all of these things in.
Yeah, though the under 16 social media ban sounds like they're jumping at the opportunity like now. We do it now.
Yeah.
Before it's too late.
Yeah, they're desperate.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Katie.
No, thank you. Thank you. And so good to speak to you as always, and great to be with you all this morning.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.